Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, January 25th, 2021. This morning I will talk about hell. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Sovereign Lord, God of the living and the dead, thank you for caring enough for us that you sent Jesus to hell and back again for our benefit. Keep our hearts and minds safe from a fascination with evil. Set our minds on heaven so that our hearts may rest with you now and always. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sixth line in the Apostles' Creed reads, "He descended into hell." What is hell? Scripture has many colorful terms that translate into the English word for hell. Among them are Sheol, the abyss, the bottomless pit, Gehenna, Hades, Abaddon, and a place of darkness. Jesus' favorite term was Gehenna, which refers to the dump in the valley of Hinnom near Jerusalem where garbage was burned. The list of words for hell is, however, incomplete because most of the colorful expressions referring to hell are metaphorical. For example, an angel in Revelation 18:2 cries out in John's vision, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She's become a dwelling place for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable beast." In other words, hell is a kind of prison reserved for the demons, the sinful, and the ritually unclean, all sorts of creatures that oppose heaven and God himself. Hell is sealed for everyone except for God. Non-biblical visions of hell also exist. For example, C.S. Lewis pictures hell as a place where people voluntarily move further and further apart. So why does Jesus go to hell for 3 days? The culturally expected answer in the first century would have been that Jesus was dead, and that's where dead people went. We read, for example, "For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who will give you praise?" This is Psalm 6, verse 5. But Jesus was not just some other dead guy. A better answer is that with the crucifixion, God's sovereignty over heaven and earth, including hell, was confirmed. This might explain, for example, why Jesus' death was accompanied by an earthquake and by resurrection of dead saints from tombs in Jerusalem. Of course, later with the resurrection, death and Hades itself were overthrown. The best answer to the question is that the reason why Jesus descended into hell remains a mystery, but hell's existence is no longer a mystery because Jesus went there. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.